What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Anytime I don't do a react and I'm just going over sports or just going over a topic without reacting to a video, I always go live on TikTok. So I'm live on TikTok and we're pre-recorded for the video version of the podcast and the audio version at all times. Video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, BitChute, Rumble. Then I stream it live on Twitter and Twitch as well. And then the audio version will be uploaded to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. And anybody that's watching me live on TikTok, I apologize, but I cannot interact or accept anybody on my live as I am pre-recording. I want to get into last night's game. The Denver Nuggets are one win away from their first NBA Finals championship. And I'm going to go over the box scores. And I'm going to get into a few things because something very interesting happened last night in the middle of this game that I've never heard of happening in the NBA Finals ever in my life. And I'm 44 now, going on 45. I've never heard of this happening. All right, so let's get into the box scores. Let me get into Miami's first since they lost. Jimmy Butler gave you 25 and 7 assists, 7 rebounds. It's just not been enough, man. Like, Jimmy Butler, you needed that 35-45-point Jimmy Butler games to win this one. Bam Adebayo gave you 20 and 11. He's clearly been the probably the best player for the Heat in this finals. And you got 11 out of Caleb Martin, 13 out of Kyle Lowry, and 12 out of Duncan Robinson. Duncan Robinson has been doing his job pretty much all through this playoffs. I mean, he's only been getting about 7 shots, and he's been hitting 60 to 70% of them jokers almost every time. Cody Zeller only played 14 minutes. Kevin Love, 18. Bam Adebayo. Jimmy Butler, 43 or 45 minutes. Max Strus, 18 minutes. Gabe Vincent, 18 minutes. They gave most of the minutes to Kyle Lowry and Caleb Martin. Kyle Lowry is just, he's just too old at this point. All right, so let's get into the Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr. still isn't shooting well. He's 4 for 10, 0 for 3 from threes, but he did hit 3 for 4 from free throws. Aaron Gordon gave you 27, 6 assists, and 7 rebounds. He almost had a triple-double. Jokic gave you 23 with 12 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. 15 from Jamal Murray with 12 assists. I figured Jamal Murray wouldn't do a lot of scoring last night. Jamal Murray had this, he had this big old blister on his hand. The whole palm of his hand was just like, you could see 2 or 3 layers of skin just blistered off of his hand. I'm pretty sure they covered it up with like a Band-Aid or something, but it still probably had to affect them as far as the shooting. And it definitely looked like he was 5 for 17 on field goals, which is 30%, which is not really that good. But Bruce Brown came off the bench. He gave you 8 for 11, 72% shooting, 3 for 5 from threes with 21 points. And there's your ball game. This is what the interesting happened last night. Denver Nuggets made a trade. The Denver Nuggets made a trade in the middle of the NBA Finals. And let me go to Google. Let me pull this up. I was like, what the hell is going on? Denver Nuggets made a trade with the Thunder. Denver Nuggets trade with Thunder. Like, I've never heard of in the middle of the NBA Finals. All right, Thunder trade draft picks for future assets and deal with Nuggets. I was like, what is this about? What is this about? And I get it now. there's this new collective bargain agreement. They got these tiers where every tier, the taxes just go up tremendously. It's crazy. They've made it where you're only going to be able to pay really two superstars, and that's it. So think about the Thunder. The Thunder got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They got Josh Giddey. We still don't know what Chet Holmgren's going to be, who was the number two pick in the draft last year? Then they got that Jalen Williams cat. They got at least four young cats that they're not going to be able to pay all these guys. So what they had to do, they got to get rid of some assets. And it makes sense. And the asset that they acquired makes sense for them. And the assets that Denver acquired make sense for them. So Thunder trade draft picks for future assets to deal with Denver. The Oklahoma City Thunder has agreed to send 2024 first and second round picks to Denver, in addition to the number 37 pick this year's draft. OK will receive a 2029 first round pick in return. Like, it almost seems like the Thunder were just giving away picks. They gave away a first, a second, and first round picks in 2024 and the 37th pick of 2023 and the second round of draft. So this is what Denver's saying. This is a slap to the face to the Heat, first of all, because Denver says, well, you know, we already got the championship in the bag. We're going to win this one. And we need assets so we can be consistent for the next 4 or 5 years. So for the next, this is Denver saying, all right, we need assets for the next 4 or 5 years. And this is Thunder saying, we got so many assets. We're going to trade this asset. And this asset, yeah, they get a 2029 first round pick. But this is the thing, that's 6 years from now. 6 years from now, after Denver's done went on a run, they might not be that good no more. 6 years from now, I mean, let's see. How old is Jokic? Let's see how old. That's really the key factor in this. Nikola Jokic is, how old is he? He is, where's his age? He's 28. So 6 years from now, he'll be 34. That's around the time. That's around when players start to 35, going into year age 35. That's when players start to diminish some. And Jamal Murray will be older. How old is, let's see how old Jamal Murray is. I think this is a good deal for both teams. Jamal Murray's pretty much, he's a lot younger though. He's 25. He's like 3 years younger. So, yeah, they still might be good. But there's a chance 6 years from now Denver won't be that good, and like they might have done one, you know. Went to like two or three championships, or at least went to two championships in 5 years, or at least went to Western Conference for like four out of 5 years, and then they might not, you know, the team has started to diminish, especially going to a new collective bargaining agreement. These contracts are going to be different. Cats will be older. Michael Porter Jr. is still young, though. Aaron Gordon, though, he'll be 6 years from now. Aaron Gordon might be out the league. I don't know how old he is. But, yeah, I think it's a good deal. Because the whatchamacallit got too many assets. The Thunder got too many assets. They're not going to be able to afford it. He's 27, so 6 years. Yeah, 6 years from now, Aaron Gordon won't be the same player. He's probably in, like, the prime of his career right now, next 2 or 3 years. Because he's not really a star player. He's a role player. Yeah, but this was a slap to the face, man. Like, the Nuggets pretty much said, we got this one in the bag. We're going to win this finals. We need to go ahead and get ourselves set up to compete for the next few years. And I got to ask myself, what in the Eastern Conference, like if teams can't get past the Heat, they better do something, man. And there's no way I pay Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum $500 million now. There's no way. Especially knowing that Jokic is going to take a pay cut. Jokic, like, he's a humble cat. He cares about winning championships. He's going to take a pay cut. And if Jokic takes a pay cut, Jamal Murray is going to have to take somewhat of a pay cut. Because Jamal Murray can't be paid higher than Jokic. I don't care. Even if Jokic is taking a pay cut, no way, no how can I be paying Jamal Murray more than Jokic. Especially when you're, and if Jamal Murray is not happy with taking a pay cut because Jokic takes a pay cut, then he might need to go play somewhere else. Jamal Murray is replaceable. We could trade him to Boston for Jaylen Brown and see how many championships he wins with him and just Jason Tatum. But no way, no how does, if I'm Boston, do I pay $500 million to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? And they haven't won a championship yet. We got to stop paying these players. And I don't know why I said we, but the NBA in general, and I think that's why they did this new collective bargaining agreement. You got to stop paying players before they win anything. You ain't even won nothing, and you want to get the bag. How about you win, and then you get the bag? Because Jokic is going to be, like, he was compared to Patrick Mahomes on his passing. And I think that is a perfect analogy for him for the simple fact, not just the passing, that he's going to take a pay cut. He's willing to take a pay cut to win, to keep a team around him. Because what Nuggets are playing is team basketball. They're showing you teams win NBA championships, not talent. Talent doesn't win teams. Lakers had all the talent in the world at the beginning of the season. They had Russell. They had three Hall of Famers, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. Where did that get them? They made some adjustments. Those adjustments made them a better team. Yeah. If I'm the Kings, oh, man, I go after Jaylen Brown. If I'm the Kings, I'm going hard after Jaylen Brown. I'm going to, if the Celtics are trading Jaylen Brown, I'm going hard after Jaylen Brown. If you could replace Harrison Barnes, I love you, Harrison Barnes. You're from North Carolina, Tar Heel. You're North Carolina Tar Heel, not originally from North Carolina. I think you're from Iowa, but you play for the Tar Heels. Got mad love for you, but if I could replace you with Jaylen Brown on the Kings, whoo. Domantas Sabonis, Jaylen Brown, De'Aaron Fox, and Kevin Herter, if you could keep him. That's the squad. You might have to trade Keegan Murray. You might have to trade a draft pick, Keegan Murray, and Harrison Barnes, and Malik Monk to get Jaylen Brown. Or something close to it. East better figure something out. Sixers, if you just bring back Harden, it ain't enough. Because I think the Heat would have beat the Sixers too. The Bucks, they're going to have to make some moves. They talking about Chris Middleton going back. But they need to. I kind of like Chris Paul there. If they could keep Chris Paul, Middleton, then they probably can't. Chris Paul, Middleton, Drew Holiday, Giannis, and Brooke Lopez, and just plug in whatever you can on the bench. Hopefully keep Bobby Portis and everybody else can go. Man, I mean, get rid of Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton, all those cats. The Knicks, they just need, if they could get Jaylen Brown. I like Jaylen Brown to the Knicks. Damon Lillard, I want to talk about that too. Damon Lillard, I think, is going to be going out of Portland. I know they say Portland wants to build around him. They talk about trading Shaedon Sharpe and the third pick. Unless you're getting Jaylen Brown for the third pick and Anthony Simons. If you can get Jaylen Brown for Anthony Simons in the third pick and I'm Portland, I do it. But if I'm Boston, no way, no how. So, what I mean, I'm going, like, that's a rebuild. That's pretty much a rebuild. There's no way Celtics are a number two pick if you trade Jaylen Brown for the number three pick and Anthony Simons. I like Anthony Simons, but he doesn't replace enough of what Jaylen Brown does to have them being that high. They'll probably be like a 8th seed at best, which is a play-in, you know. Some of their players are getting old. I don't think they're going to be able to keep all their players. Grant Williams is probably going to be looking for a payday. But I don't think they need it. They got big decisions to make. Sixers, Harden wants to go back to Houston. Let him go, man. Let him go. And if you could do a sign and trade, that's even better to get Kevin Porter Jr. back on something else. The East is going to have to make some decisions. I like where the Suns are at. The Suns waived Chris Paul. Let's talk about it too. I didn't talk about that. Suns waived Chris Paul. Apparently, this might be they waived him just to try to re-sign him for less money. He apparently wants to stay. They definitely got to get rid of DeAndre Ayton. What can you get for DeAndre Ayton? I don't know what you can get for DeAndre Ayton. I really don't know what you could get for DeAndre Ayton. I don't see a team that besides a team that like Atlanta, I don't see who wants DeAndre Ayton, man. New York, I mean, could you trade Mitchell Robinson and Julius Randle or RJ Barrett? I don't know. RJ Barrett and Mitchell for DeAndre Ayton. If I'm Phoenix, would I want Mitchell Robinson and RJ Barrett for DeAndre Ayton? I'm thinking I'm almost would take that. I'm thinking RJ Barrett replaces almost most of what you lost with Mikal Bridges. You still have a big man in Mitchell Robinson. Then you have an extra player in to back up Durant or even back up Devin Booker. I kind of like that, but there's not a lot of deals out there. Clint Capella and John Collins for DeAndre Ayton. I like it for the Suns. I like Clint Capella. If you could create Chris Paul, bring Chris Paul back on a low contract, Durant, Booker, Clint Capella, and John Collins, I like that, but I don't know if you can afford that. And I don't know these owners nowadays are going to want to be going over any kind of luxury taxes if you ain't winning or compete for championships. But DeAndre, I like that. Clint Capella, John Collins for DeAndre Ayton. You probably got to throw something else in, probably a draft pick or something. But I'm not seeing a lot of options. The Bulls, do they want DeAndre Ayton? Vucevic and somebody for Vucevic and somebody for DeAndre Ayton. Vucevic and Kobe White or something, or Vucevic and Patrick Williams or something like that. Maybe I can see that. It's going to have to be a two for one. Phoenix is going to have to get two players back for one. I'm not seeing a lot of places that does Washington want DeAndre Ayton for. That's the thing. They still got to re-sign Kristaps Porzingis, and I don't think Kyle Kuzma is staying in Washington. I think he's gone. Kyle Kuzma got the Panera commercials now. I don't know that Kyle Kuzma with the Panera commercials is staying in Washington. I know I wouldn't. This is interesting. I asked myself, would my Charlotte Hornets want DeAndre? I mean, I don't know. Depends on what we trade. If we're trading like Book Knight and Gordon Haywood and Bismack Biyombo or something like that. I think we got Bismack Biyombo. Let me see. Let me see who we got. And no, we don't. I don't know who we would trade for. James Book Knight, Gordon Haywood, and somebody else, maybe Kelly Oubre. Man, I don't like what the Hornets are doing here. Yeah, DeAndre Ayton, there's not going to be a lot of options, a lot of people clamoring to get DeAndre Ayton. Clippers, Warriors. Would the Warriors want DeAndre Ayton? I wonder. DeAndre Ayton for Jordan Poole? Would they do that? DeAndre Ayton for Jordan Poole. For the Warriors, it would make sense. They need a big man. DeAndre Ayton to the Warriors almost makes sense for Jordan Poole and something. And, you know, whatever. I mean, there's not too many teams, man. I'm hearing Dallas, DeAndre Ayton to Dallas. I don't know. Dallas has the assets to get DeAndre Ayton. Unless they're giving up Reggie Bullock and I think Christian Wood's a free agent. They'd probably have to do a sign and trade with Christian Wood and Reggie Bullock for DeAndre Ayton and a pick probably. It's still – there's not a lot of options. There's really not a lot of options. Would Houston want DeAndre Ayton? I don't know what the Rockets have to give back. But the Suns, to me, in the West, the Suns are in a good position. They just need to trade DeAndre and possibly sign back Chris Paul on a cheap deal and get Chris Paul back on a cheaper deal, Kevin Durant and Booker on a full season together, all three of those. Trade DeAndre and possibly for one of those deals. Will you get a big man back and a possible backup small forward or two guard? And then they might have a shot. And Kings, they need to tweak one player. They just need to replace Harrison Barnes with a better player. And I like their chances. I like their chances. I really do. Lakers. They got to get rid of D'Angelo. D'Angelo Russell is not the answer. They got to figure out some moves. And that's the thing. Denver is pretty much saying, hey, by trading in the middle of the NBA Finals, they're pretty much saying, we about to win this one. We expect to be competing for the championship next year, the year after, the year after, the year after. That 2029 pick is protected, but it's probably a top three protected. which means even Denver expects in 6 years they might not be as good because they might not still have Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Kotavius. Their team's going to be looking a lot different. They got that rookie Christian Braun. He's looking good. They could actually, if he keeps balling out, they could get Trey Porter Jr. for some assets and give Christian Braun a nice little contract. And he's definitely, he plays harder than Porter too. That's the thing. He plays harder than Porter. He's not good as a shooter, but he plays harder. Yeah, I don't, if the Miami Heat was, even if the Miami Heat come back and win this, it still would be like the greatest championship run ever, but I think this one's done. I think this was sewn up. Wrap it up in the bag. Denver's going home. They're going to win this one at home. And Denver fans are going to be celebrating at high altitude like crazy. And it's well-deserved, man. It's going to be well-deserved if Denver Nuggets pull this off, win this championship. We need more small market teams. That'll be two small market teams in the last 5 years that won, Milwaukee and Denver. And it's a formula for success. Is you typically got to draft your top two or three players, and then you got to trade for your other key players. You know, that's how it works when you're in a small market. You have to hit a home run with your draft picks, you know. And like some people say, the Kings are kind of built like the Warriors, but I don't think so much. I think Denver's more like the Warriors. They drafted their three core players like the Warriors did. Klay, Curry, and Draymond. You got Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Michael Porter Jr., who was supposed to be number one pick overall, but fell down to like the last pick in the lottery for the lottery picks because of his back injury. And look how that panned out for them. And then they traded for Aaron Gordon. They traded for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Bruce Brown. You know, so that's how it works, man. And I think they traded for Bruce Brown, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, you typically draft your top three. You trade for your other core players. And, you know, sign some free agents here and there. And, like, Jeff Green, I think, was signed as a free agent. Jeff Green is – he signed almost somewhere new every single year, man. Old man Jeff still got hops. And I'd be happy for Jeff Green, man. Jeff Green been around the league for a while. Almost got a championship. He played in the finals with LeBron at the Cavs and balled out, you know. But that was like one of LeBron's worst teams ever. It was LeBron and Jeff Green and I forgot who else was the third best player that year. I want to say it was George Hill or something like that. It wasn't that good of a team that year. It was LeBron's last year in Cleveland, which he still carried the team to the finals, which was amazing. And Jeff Green could be getting his first. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope could be getting his second. Aaron Gordon, I mean, I'd be happy for him because he's got dunk championship, if I'm not mistaken, but he ain't got a He's got one dunk championship. Could use a championship ring, though. He hasn't really had no all-star appearances. So, yeah, man. Nuggets have pretty much said, hey, we got this one wrapped up. They already made – I mean, I've never seen a team literally in the finals make a trade while they're in the finals. I didn't even know they could do that. But the fact that the draft is right after the NBA Finals, I guess they can. But that's crazy, man. Denver pretty much says, hey, we're going to be here for the next 4 or 5 years. We'll go ahead and trade this 2029 to keep us, you know, fresh and young, man, through this run. I never seen such a thing. It's crazy. It's like a slap to the face to Miami. If I'm Miami, I'm mad as hell that Denver made that trade, man. While they beat us in game four. And that's the thing. Denver's got too much. They got six legit guys that can put up a 20 piece on any given night. Because Kentavious Caldwell-Pope could put up a 20 on a night, too, if he wants to. Well, I guess day after tomorrow, we might be wrapping up this NBA Finals. And I'll still be, you know, I'll do the draft or whatnot. But I might not be doing sports for a little while, probably to the NBA draft or something big. Sports comes up, NBA draft, and then when football season starts, I'll be doing football season week to week and, you know, like 2-3 times a week or whatnot. So, once again, I thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I am out.